The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Today, our topic is, we are still treating, I cannot be wasted. But especially today, we are dealing with Jezebel the waster. And we are reading from 1 Kings chapter 21. That's where you find the story of Jezebel. 1 Kings 21. From verse 1, I'll be reading. When I get to a point, I will stop. Sometime later, there was an incident involving a vineyard belonging to Naboth, the Jezreelite. The vineyard was in Jezreel. The word Jezreel means fruitfulness. No, Naboth means fruitfulness. Yes, Naboth means fruitfulness. And Jezreel is a town. The vineyard was in Jezreel, close to the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. Be careful not to have anything of yours near King Ahab because of the wife Jezebel. Ahab said to Naboth, "Let me have your vineyard to use for a vegetable garden since it is close to my palace. In exchange, I will give you a better vineyard, or if you prefer, I will pay you whatever it is worth." But Naboth replied, "The Lord forbid that I should give you the inheritance of my ancestors." So Ahab went home sullen, that means sad, and angry because Naboth the Jezreelite had said, "I will not give you the inheritance of my ancestors." He lay on his bed, sulking, and refused to eat. His wife Jezebel, came in and asked him, "Why are you so sullen? Why won't you eat?" He answered her, "Because I said to Naboth the Jezreelite, 'Sell me your vineyard, or if you prefer, I will give you another vineyard in its place.' But he said, 'I will not give you my vineyard.' Jezebel, his wife, said, 'Is this how you act as king over Israel? Get up and eat. Cheer up. I will get to the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite.'" Hey. Verse 8. "So she wrote letters in Ahab's name." "Placed his seal on them and sent them to the elders and nobles who live in Naboth's city with him. In those letters she wrote," I quote, "'Proclaim a day of fasting and sit Naboth in a prominent place among the people, but send two scoundrels,'" King James says, the sons of Belial, wasters, "'but send two scoundrels opposite him.'" "'But sit two scoundrels,'" I'm using a different Bible, "'opposite him, and have them bring charges that he has cursed both God and the king. Then take him out and stone him to death.' So the elders and nobles who lived in Naboth's city did as Jezebel directed in the letters she had written to them. They proclaimed a fast and seated Naboth in a prominent place among the people. Then two scoundrels, sons of Belial, according to King James, sons of Belial, came and sat opposite him and brought charges against Naboth before the people, saying, 'Naboth has cursed both God and the king.' So they took him outside the city and stoned him to death. Then they went Then they sent word to Jezebel, Naboth has been stoned to death. 15. As soon as Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned to death, she said to him, to Ahab, get up and take possession of the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite, that he had refused to sell you to you. He is no longer alive, but dead. When Ahab heard that Naboth was dead, he got up and went down to take possession of Naboth's vineyard. 17. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite. Go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, who rules in Samaria. He is now in Naboth's vineyard, where he has gone to take possession of it. Say to him, this is what the Lord says. Have you not murdered a man and seized his property? Then say to him, this is what the Lord says. In the place where dogs licked up Naboth's blood, dogs will lick up your blood. Yes, yours. Amen.
Amen.
Up to verse 19. Yes, so we just read the story of Jezebel. There were two terrible women, a few terrible women, three terrible women in the Bible. Jezebel, Athaliah, and Delilah. Athaliah was the daughter of Jezebel. For Delilah is coming from another realm. Jezebel was the daughter of Ethbaal, king, a Phoenician king. And Ethbaal was the custodian of Baal worship associated with human sacrifices and witchcraft. And so by alliance, Ahab married the daughter of Ethbaal, whose name we have just heard, Jezebel. Jezebel means she who exalts Baal, or husband to Baal, or sexually defiled. Jezebel means sexually defiled. She who exalts Baal, husband to Baal. That's the meaning of Jezebel. So Jezebel was a fearless waster. She was also a greedy waster. Jezebel was empowered and propelled by witchcraft to take over what does not belong to her and give to the husband. Naboth vineyard, as I've just read. Naboth means fruitfulness. The word Naboth, fruitfulness. So Jezebel doesn't see fruitfulness. Jezebel will always attack fruitfulness. Jezebel is the spirit behind greed, is the spirit behind anything that attacks harvest. That is Jezebel's spirit. The spirit of Jezebel, usually you see that women have been decorated with long fingers, painted red and all that with lipstick and that to portray as Jezebel. Jezebel is both a female and a male spirit. Yes, Jezebel is both a male and a female spirit. So Jezebel used three arms of witchcraft. She operated three arms of witchcraft to rule. Jezebel was the one who popularized Baal worship in Israel. When she got married to King Ahab, yes, she brought Baal worship into Israel. And in those days, woe betide you if you should worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. She was killing the prophets of God and all that. It was because of Jezebel that Mount Carmel encounter came into being, because the system became so confused. People did not know which God is the true God. Because Baal also means father creator. Yes, that's how they also called Baal, father creator. So they became confused whether Yahweh was the actual creator or Baal was the creator. So that was when the famous Mount Carmel encounter between Elijah and the 450 prophets of Baal came into being. Yes, came into being on Mount Carmel. Sometimes when you go to Israel, depending upon the team that you are going with, they will drive you straight to Mount Carmel. I've been there before. Yes, you see the Kidron Valley just down like that. And the altar that Elijah built for the and called down the fire. They've made a big circle around. You see people lying down there praying, tapping the anointing and doing all kinds of things. Yes, so it is a real thing that happened. Jezebel employed the use of three arms of witchcraft. There are three arms of witchcraft. Anytime you find a person having behaving like this, the person is not far from witchcraft. Number one, intimidation. Intimidation. Yes. Number two, manipulation. Number three, domineering. Yes. He will not just submit to authority. Any place they get to, they want to be on top. Not the Christian one. Not the one that God has promised that you'll be the head and not the tail. Not that one. This one, I mean, the person just wants to use every means to be on top, domineering. And the intimidation. Intimidation to get whatever they want. They intimidate. They will intimidate you. I remember I was at a church. I've said this before. When the pastor was preaching and then they needed to raise funds for something. It was an occasion. And he started raising funds and started intimidating the people. If you don't give, you will see what will happen to you on your way to the house. You will see what will happen to you today. And he has been doing that. His church members have been complaining to me that that's what he does. And, oh, within a short time, they finished their church building. He used intimidation to intimidate them. And so many of them, they give without, not freely. They give out of fear. And you see, giving out of fear doesn't bring any blessing. Yes, they give out of compulsion. Yeah. And so I was there that day at that occasion when he was intimidating them. Give. If you don't give, you see what will happen to you. You see what will happen to you on your way to the house. Some of you, you see whether you get to, I mean, and no, quickly, I just said, no, this is something else. This is witchcraft. So I bowed down my head. I was sitting in front where pastor sit. I just bowed down my head and started binding the spirit of witchcraft. I bind the spirit of witchcraft. I bind it. I was just binding the spirit of witchcraft. Within some few seconds, he changed his strategy. He said, look, I am not putting fear into you. Just give, give, give. Don't fear. Just give, give, just give. The spirit just left him immediately. And then he started doing the right thing. So Jezebel's spirit, in fact, intimidation is one of the arms of witchcraft. And manipulation. Oh, I've met people who can manipulate. They will manipulate you. Manipulation to the highest level. Yes. They press you like a remote control. Manipulation is another arm of witchcraft. And domineering. They dominate you. They ride over you. They overshadow you. Yes. Oh, as a pastor, I've met a lot. All these characters, you can see them. When you are in leadership position, you can see them in people. And some of the leaders too, they use this. So, that was Jezebel for you. And Jezebel brought forth a daughter called Athaliah. Athaliah, the Bible says that when Athaliah was killed, the whole city rejoiced. Athaliah is another thing we will deal with. Athaliah is a spirit that wastes people in authority, royal homes. But today, we want to deal with Jezebel the waster. Jezebel the waster. Jezebel the waster. You only need one Jezebel in the family and you are okay. Yes, only one Jezebel in the family. Only one Jezebel in the town and then you are okay. He can handle, she can handle you or he can handle you. As I've just said, Jezebel is a unisex. It's a spirit that can possess both male and female. You know, spirit have no sex. Yes, spirit have no sex. Angels have no sex. So when things get into the spirit realm, no sex. So Jezebel can use both male and female. So when you see those drawings, a woman with long fingers and then what we call a lipstick and all that, it is not necessarily Jezebel. Jezebel is not like that. Even though, yes, Jewish tradition, Jewish drawings portray her like that. No, she's not actually like that. Most of the drawings you see, things are not as you see them in the drawings. When you read the historical account and all that, you realize that sometimes there is an alteration. So Jezebel can be a male, Jezebel can be a female. Yes, Jezebel spirit in somebody can take your property, no matter, what does not belong to them, they will take it. Yes, they will just take what does not belong to them. I was in one of the West African countries to hold a program when they were telling me, the family where I lodged, there was a beautiful hotel just opposite them. And they were telling me how one of the leaders, the politicians of that country, took over somebody, a young man, the father died and left the property and used every means to take the property, from him, and then killed the guy. That is Jezebel's spirit. That is Jezebel's. It is operating it, and it operates. It has different way of operations. And so we are going to deal with Jezebel's spirit this morning. Jezebel the waster. We also have this woman, Delilah. Delilah also operates seduction. As for Delilah, she will seduce you. Yes, Delilah will seduce you. Yes, seduction is when your mind is no longer working. Your mind is no longer working. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, the serpent deceived Eve. The word is not deceived. The original word in Hebrew is seduced. Seduced, because seduction is more than deceived. When somebody is being deceived, at a certain point, your mind will come to normal and then you will find out the truth. But seduction is when your mind is completely taking over, that you are behaving like a robot. You are just being controlled like a robot. You don't know what you are doing. Yes, seduction. So Delilah seduces and Jezebel intimidates, manipulates, and dominates. We are going to pray right now. Sometimes we find some of these people around us. We find them in our families. We find them in our offices. We find them at our workplaces. We even find them in the church. Yes, as a leader, I can tell you, yes, the lady pastor is aware. Sometimes some people, you don't just know how to handle them. Yes, you put them somewhere. You put them in a committee. You put them to handle this. And then, handling them is just, yes, she's in the committee. Hi, she's in the committee. And then other committee is not easy. Handling people, you can see certain characteristics that one person just want to be in control. One person just want to be in charge. And it becomes very difficult in handling such people. So these people, they are everywhere. You find them in the church. You find them in our families. You find them in offices. And because of some of these people, Jezebel can victimize you. Victimization. Yes, victimization. Jezebel can cost you your position. Jezebel can cost you your property. Jezebel can cost you your glory. Jezebel can cost you your inheritance. That is Jezebel. We want to pray right now. In fact, Jezebel attacks your anointing. Yes, she attacks the glory on you so that she reduces you to nothing. Jezebel does not want to see your change in level. Jezebel does not want to see your story changing. Never. She will attack you in every way. She does not want, she must be on top. Yes, Some pastors operate this spirit. Yes, yes. Oh, I've met pastors who operate this spirit. So all that you need to do is to submit. You are just quiet. You are there. Once the person hasn't come to your pulpit to take your pulpit away from you, you are okay. But if he's just a leader, general leader, you are just there quiet. We see these characteristics. When Jezebel's spirit is operating, you may not know that you are operating Jezebel's spirit. It starts with envy. It starts with jealousy. And when that envy is not checked or is not stopped, then it grows and becomes what it shouldn't become. So this morning, we want to deal with Jezebel the waster. Let's begin to thank the Lord right now. Let's thank the Lord for the word. Let's bless the Lord for the word. Let's thank the Lord right now. Father, we thank you for your word, O God. We bless your name, O God. We thank you for the word. We thank you for the word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word this morning. We exalt you and uplift you, O God. We thank you. 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 We thank you for this word. 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 We thank you, Lord. We bless your name for opening our eyes, O God, this morning. We thank you, O God. We exalt you and uplift you. We say, Lord, you are God. You are King. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Deliver me.
Deliver me.
From Jezebel.
From Jezebel.
The waster. Deliver me from Jezebel the waster.
Deliver me from Jezebel.
Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me.
Deliver me.
Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me.
Deliver me from Jezebel the waster.
Deliver me from Jezebel the waster. Deliver me from Jezebel the waster. Deliver me from Jezebel the waster. Deliver me from Jezebel the waster. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me.
Deliver me from Jezebel the waster.
Jezebel the waster. Jezebel the waster. Jezebel the waster. Jezebel the waster. Jezebel the waster. Jezebel the waster. Jezebel the waster. Jezebel the waster. Deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me. Deliver my star. Deliver my star. Deliver my testimony. Deliver my expectation. Deliver my dream. Deliver my destiny.
Deliver,
deliver, deliver. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Deliver, deliver, deliver. Deliver, 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 deliver. Deliver me from Jezebel the waster. 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 I cannot be wasted.
I cannot be wasted by Jezebel.
I cannot be wasted by Jezebel. I cannot be wasted by Jezebel. I cannot be wasted by Jezebel. Declare, declare. I cannot be wasted. I cannot be wasted. I cannot be wasted. I cannot be wasted. I refuse to be wasted.
I refuse to be wasted.
I refuse to be wasted.
I refuse to be wasted.
I refuse to be wasted by Jezebel the waster. I refuse to be wasted.
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 I refuse to be wasted
by witchcraft.
By witchcraft.
By witchcraft. I cannot be wasted by witchcraft.
I cannot be wasted by witchcraft.
I cannot be wasted by witchcraft.
I cannot be wasted by witchcraft.
I cannot be wasted by witchcraft.
I cannot be wasted.
My health 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 cannot be wasted.
My marriage cannot be wasted.
My husband cannot be wasted.
My wife cannot be wasted.
My children cannot be wasted.
My family cannot be wasted.
My home cannot be wasted.
My career cannot be wasted.
My business cannot be wasted.
My investment cannot be wasted.
My harvest cannot be wasted.
It cannot be wasted.
Declare,
all these things cannot be wasted.
They cannot be wasted.
They cannot be wasted.
They cannot be wasted.
I cannot be wasted.
I cannot be wasted.
I cannot. I cannot.
I cannot be wasted.
I refuse to 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 be wasted.
By the blood of Jesus Christ and by the Holy Ghost fire,
I refuse to be wasted.
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 I cannot be wasted.
I cannot. I cannot be wasted.
Nothing of mine can be wasted. From today,
I declare
nothing of mine can be wasted.
I cannot be wasted. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit just reminded me of this. We have a small generating plant in the house. And when it was brought, some years ago, a few years, when it was brought, it has a silencer. When we put it on, there is no noise. Even though it is working, only when you get closer, before you can hear the sound, then our neighbors also went for a generator. And the generator will be crying like a baby. You'll be hearing very far. And the whole place. So the wife started pestering the husband. Go and see pastor. Go and see pastor. And get pastor's kind of generator. This thing, I mean, is noise all over the place. So they came. And to see our generator. Oh, they came to see it. And after they have come to just look at the generator, they left. The generator will not work again. The generator ceased. We did everything. The generator will not work. For 3 days, the generator will not work. This generator that has been working, how come that suddenly the generator has ceased? Then, were you the one who got it? Uh-huh. Then, the lady pastor just got that. These people have come to cast a spell. This person who just entered here has cast a spell on the generator. I say, yes, glad it's true. You are right. We just went there and stretched our hands toward the generator.
Yes, that was why I said that.
They came and checked the generator, the service, the engineers, whatever, the service, they did everything. The generator was not working. Oh, this generator, brand new generator. God, how, in fact, then she got it that the person who came, our neighbor just around, the person who came, and our neighbors, they are people who worship like this, And the neighbors who came, might have cast a spell on the generator. Immediately she said, it clicked with my spirit. I say, yes, Gladys, you are right. We just went there and stretched up our hands like this on the generator. I say, I rebuke every spell that is cast on you. I break that spell over you. I break every witchcraft spell. I liberate this generator from every spell. We spark the generator. Boom! The generator started working. These things are real. And do you know the person who came here was a bank manager? Yes, was a bank manager. And carrying that spirit. These are the people we are working with. These are the people who are our bosses. These are the people who are leading us. So can you imagine what they are doing to the workers under them? Can you imagine they are able to see people's stars? They are able to see people's destinies. These are the people that we live with. Some of them are very
I mean, good people. In fact, they are good people. I tell you, physically, they are nice people. They are very good. Since they are very good with us. We are like a family. But they are carrying that spirit. And you will not know. That is Jezebel. Jezebel doesn't want somebody to rise. Jezebel must ensure that you are down with him or with her. Yes, you are at the same level. You shouldn't rise. If you are rising, something should happen for you to fall. That is Jezebel. It has various ways of operating. So we are dealing. In fact, Jezebel is associated with witchcraft. So when you mention Jezebel is witchcraft. Yes, Jezebel is witchcraft. That's why we are mentioning witchcraft. So today we are dealing with this as we are led by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God just drop it. Deal with Jezebel. Jezebel the waster. So we are dealing with Jezebel the waster. Witchcraft. Wasting spirit. Wasting power. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I declare today.
That I cannot be wasted.
I cannot be wasted.
I cannot be wasted.
My job can never be taken away from me. My job can never be wasted.
My job can never be wasted.
My job can never be wasted.
My inheritance can never be wasted.
My inheritance can never be wasted.
My inheritance can never be taken away from me.
My inheritance can never be taken away from me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, I just got this conviction to explain this. Do you know that, yes, you can inherit something and it can be taken away from you, even though it has not been taken away from you physically? Yes, you can inherit something. You can build a house and you don't have peace. You stay there. You don't have peace. You don't have peace. You are there and something is telling you, leave this place. Leave this place. Yes, it has been taken away in the spirit. It has been taken away in the spirit. It happened to me. The house we built for my father in the village. Yes, a very big house, 7-bedroom house that Gladys and myself built for my father in the village some years ago. Look, for a very long time, when we get there, do you remember? Immediately we enter, something is making me to come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fire house, tiles, everything in the village. Oh, they call the place a guest house. Even though I don't see it as like that. When you enter, I enter. Something is telling me, come out, come out. For many years, I was not able to sleep in the house. When I enter, I come out. In fact, I don't go there to sleep. I just go funeral, I leave. But when I am there, something is on me. Just leave, come out. And I've been wondering, why do I feel like this? I don't feel comfortable. Not knowing that my uncle was fighting us in the spirit. When I started pressing, God, why am I feeling like this? Then God started revealing or exposing my uncle to me, what he was doing. Sometimes it's a very long house, 7-bedroom. Sometimes I will see that he has gone to divide, put a wall to partition, and then take the other side. I say, oh, wow. So is that what you are doing? Oh, so when you go for funeral and then you go and sleep there, that's what you go and do, eh? I see. Not knowing that he was casting things. He was even burying things on the compound. That when we step there, we shouldn't come there again. We should feel not to come there again. And I had to confront him physically. I prayed and I confronted him. I said, what you are doing, I have seen it. But please, I am not saying that you should confront people physically. No. You should know your level before you do some things. Yes. There are times, pray and be in the spirit to know when to confront. Otherwise, you should deal with people spiritually. Just deal with them at the background. Yes. Just deal with them. Deal with those spirits. Yes. Don't confront them physically. But when you are led, there are times that you are led to confront. You are led to talk. You are led to just speak your mind. That one is also there. So you should be discerning to know when to do things. And after confronting him, he just bowed down the head and said, oh, Dela, you, this house, I'm not taking it from you. I'm not taking it from you. So I'm not, don't fear. I'm not taking it from you. You built it for your father. I'm not taking it from you. And then we had to rededicate the house. We had to rededicate the house. I went and brought some pastor friends to come and pray with me. We rededicated the, I don't know why I'm saying this. Maybe somebody is online that is going through the same thing. Yes. Maybe you don't feel comfortable with something that belongs to you. You don't feel comfortable. Yes. When I had my first car, I've said this. My first car. One day, I nearly jumped out of the car at La Paz. I nearly jumped out of the car. I'll be hearing, so you are driving this car, La Paz. I nearly jumped out of the car in La Paz. I got home and I told Gladys that this car should go because I don't have peace. Until I went to the forest and I was praying with my pastor friend, and we met a friend who was also praying, walking around. Then he got to my car and then he saw that I was there. So he walked towards me and said, Dela, come. This is your car. There is a spell on it. I see a spell. I see witchcraft on it. I see a spell. Let's break it right now. So we stood across the car. He stood that way and I stood this way. We put our hands together and we broke the witchcraft over the car. It was from that day I started enjoying I mean, that car. So you see, something can belong to you and it might have been taken from you in spirit so that you don't enjoy it. You don't enjoy your husband. You don't enjoy your wife, your own children. You don't enjoy them. Yes, they've taken them away from you. You don't have no agreement. Fight all over the place. There are fights anyway, but I'm talking about the other one. Yes. So we want to pray. I'm saying this. So from now, as we pray, no talking again. Know what you are dealing with. Know exactly what you are dealing with. Something can belong to you and it has been taken away from you. You are not enjoying it. You are just pretending. Deal with it. Deal with Jezebel has taken it so that you don't enjoy it. Yes, you don't enjoy it. Even the church I pastor, I used to say, I will leave this church. I will leave this church. I will leave this church. Not knowing that people wanted to kick me out. Yes, but God planted me to bring a change in the area. Yes, to make a mark, to establish the voice of God and the image of God in the area before I leave the place. But they wanted to take the place from me or take me out of the place. Say, I cannot be wasted. Say, I cannot be wasted.
I cannot be wasted.
Witchcraft cannot waste me.
Witchcraft cannot waste me.
Witchcraft cannot waste me.
Witchcraft cannot waste me.
Witchcraft cannot waste me in the name of Jesus Christ. Witchcraft cannot waste anything that is mine. Any blessing that is mine cannot be wasted by witchcraft. Cannot be wasted by witchcraft. Can never be wasted by witchcraft. Can never be wasted by witchcraft.
Can never be wasted by witchcraft.
Can never, can never, can never, can never, can never,
it can never be wasted.
It can never, it can never, it can never, it can never, it can never. Anything that belongs to me, my husband cannot be taken away from me. My wife cannot be taken away from me. My children can never be taken away from me. My health can never be wasted. My health can never be wasted. My property can never be wasted. My inheritance can never be wasted. What I have inherited can never, can never, can never,
can never,
can never be wasted. My job can never be taken away from me. My position can never be taken away from me. My position can never be taken away from me. My dream can never be taken away from me. My testimony can never be taken away from me.
My testimony can never be taken away from me.
It cannot. It cannot. My testimony can never
be taken away from me. My inheritance can never be taken away from me. What God has given to me can never be taken away from me.
What God has given to me, yes, my glory can never be taken away. My glory can never be taken away. My glory can never be taken away.
My position can never be taken away.
My position can never be taken away from me.
My marriage can never be taken away from me. Yes, my favor, oh God.
My favor can never, the favor of God can never be taken away from me.
Can never be taken away from me. Can never be taken away from me.
Can never be taken away from me. My grace can never be taken away from me. My favor can never be taken away from me. It can never be taken away.
It can never be taken away.
It can never be taken away. It can never be taken away. It can never be taken away. It can never be taken away.
It can never be taken away.
Whatever belongs to me can never be taken away. Whatever belongs to me can never be taken away. Whatever belongs to me can never be taken away. Whatever belongs to me can never be taken away. It can never be taken away. It can never be taken away. My investment can never be taken away. My investment can never be taken away. My harvest can never be taken away. My harvest can never be taken away. My harvest can never be taken away.
My harvest can never be taken away.
My harvest can never be taken away.
My harvest can never be taken away.
My harvest can never be taken away. My new story,
my new story,
my new story, my better story, my celebrated story, my shift can never be taken away.
It 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 can never be wasted.
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 My family
cannot be wasted.
My nuclear family,
my extended family,
my church family,
my church family,
my church family
can never, can never.
No can never be wasted. No
can never be wasted. Can never be wasted.
Can never be wasted.
Can never be wasted.
Can never be wasted.
Rakata kaba rakata kaba yakata.
We cannot be wasted. We cannot be wasted. We cannot be wasted.
Le papa rakata kale bre etus kataya. Le breketo kale bre etus kataya kata.
Le breketo
kale bre etus kata. Shala kretos kataya kata.
We can never be wasted.
We cannot be wasted.
Le papa rakata kale bre etus kata.
Le papa rakata kale bre etus kataya kata.
Le pepe kota le kretos kataya kata kaba yakata.
We cannot be wasted.
We cannot be wasted.
We cannot be wasted.
We cannot be wasted.
Our lives cannot be wasted.
Our opportunities cannot be wasted.
Our lives cannot be wasted.
Our health 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 cannot be wasted.
We cannot be wasted.
We cannot be wasted.
We nail the spirit of Jezebel.
Yes, Lord.
We nail the spirit of Jezebel.
We nail the spirit of Jezebel.
We nail the witchcraft of Jezebel.
We nail the witchcraft of Jezebel.
We nail.
We nail. We nail.
We nail you.
We nail you to the cross.
We nail you to the cross.
Every witchcraft of Jezebel.
Every witchcraft of Jezebel.
Every witchcraft of Jezebel.
Every witchcraft of Jezebel.
We nail you to the cross.
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 We nail you to
we nail you to the cross.
We paralyze.
We paralyze.
We neutralize.
Every spell.
Every charm.
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 Of witchcraft.
Of witchcraft.
Of witchcraft.
Of witchcraft.
Of witchcraft.
We neutralize.
We neutralize.
We neutralize.
With the blood of Jesus.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
We neutralize.
And the Holy Ghost fire.
With the Holy Ghost fire.
We neutralize.
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 From our father's house.
From our father's
house. From our mother's house.
From our mother's house.
From our family.
From our family.
From our family.
From our family.
From our home.
From our home.
From our workplace.
From our workplace.
In our offices.
In our offices.
From the church.
From the church.
From the place where we live.
From our neighborhood.
From our neighborhood.
We neutralize.
We neutralize.
We neutralize.
We neutralize.
We neutralize.
We nail to the cross.
We nail to the cross.
We nail you 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 to the cross.
We nail you, we nail you.
We nail you to the cross.
Every witchcraft operating around us,
operating around us,
seeking to rob us,
seeking to waste our blessings,
seeking to waste our blessings,
waste our opportunities,
waste us,
seeking to waste us.
You are a liar. You are a liar.
Lurking around,
lurking around,
witchcraft,
lurking around,
witchcraft,
lurking around.
Yes, Lord.
Spirit.
Lurking around,
lurking around,
lurking around,
lurking around,
lurking around
in our atmosphere,
in our environment,
in our environment,
in this neighborhood,
in this neighborhood,
from our father's house,
from our mother's house,
from our family,
from our family,
from our family,
from our family,
from our workplaces,
from our offices,
from the church,
wherever they are located,
wherever they are located,
we nail to the cross,
we nail to the cross.
We nail you 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 to the cross.
And neutralize you.
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 We break your spell.
We break your charm.
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 Le fracato calibre et tout ça.
We break your charm.
We break your charm.
We break your charm.
Le fracato calibre et tout ça.
What belongs to us cannot be taken away from us.
It cannot be taken away from us. Amen.
At least I have mentioned three things associated with me where I have experienced this wasting thing, where I have experienced this witchcraft attack taking what belongs to me. I just mentioned the generator that ceased working just because somebody came to look at it. Just to look at it. And after that, because the person came with a spirit, and maybe left that spirit there, or cast something on it, cast a spell. I've also mentioned my first car. A spell was cast on it, so that I don't enjoy it. I've also mentioned my father's house, so that we don't enjoy it. These things are real. Anything that is yours and you are not enjoying it, a spell has been cast on it. It might have been taken away from you in the spirit. Yes, it might have been taken away. That is why anything you inherit, you should dedicate it. You should pray over it. You should secure it and ensure it comprehensively in the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't just inherit anything. Yes, from your parents, from whatever and all that. In fact, like I said, that house, even though, yes, we prayed over it, I brought a pastor friend. Yes, Pastor Terry came from home and then prayed and we dedicated the house when we finished, before we started, using the house. But after that, that was when I started experiencing those kind of attacks. When I enter within, I would tell Gladys, let's go. I don't know. Let's go. Why? I don't know. I wasn't just feeling comfortable at all, not knowing that somebody has cast something on the house. So I had to go and call other pastors around. The same pastor, Sarah Oteri, also came from Ho, others from Hawaii, and all these things, Pastor Divine and others. They came and then we spent 1 hour praying in tongues, breaking things and then resisting and then casting out things and
neutralize things and reinsuring the house and securing the house in the secret place of the Most High. Anointed the house. That was when the Holy Spirit started showing me in a dream what my uncle has been doing. And I confronted him and those things are settled. Anything of yours that has been taken away, I restore it today in the name of Jesus Christ. I command it to be restored right now.
Amen.
I command it to be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Any glory of yours,
Jesus,
any favor of yours,
Jesus,
any inheritance of yours, anything that is under a spell, I break that spell right now. I break that spell. I break that spell. I break that spell of fear. I break that spell of anxiety. I break that spell of poverty. I break that spell of setback. I break that spell of failure. I break that spell of sickness and diseases.
Amen.
Yes, look, I know somebody was promoted. He sat on the seat once. He sat on that seat once. He fell sick. He never again. Oh, I've seen a lot. He never again. But they prayed on it, oh. They prayed. But still. But you see, God told me something. You should know who dedicates. You see, we have levels. We have levels of spiritual authority. Everybody has his level or her level. Everybody has his level or her level. Yes. My sister, they called their pastor. They were having some this thing. Their pastor, I said, tell your pastors. Let them go and do it because you don't pay tithe to me. Tell your pastors. You pay tithe to them. They receive your tithe. So they should come and do it. That warfare for you. So the pastors went. And then when they prayed over the thing still continued. And so I had to go there. I'm not saying that I'm the most powerful. No. Hey, no, that is not it. The Laliboja, no. Everybody, we have our graces. So I also went and prayed. And the thing stopped. Now, whenever they want to establish a business, they are calling me that. I say, no, your pastor should go first. When it is still, when the something is not, still not working, then I can come. Because you don't pay tithe to me. That is why you pay your tithe. That is his responsibility. It's not my responsibility. Yes, your pastor should go and do that. We want to pray again. You see, anything of yours that is under any attack, we liberate it in the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. We liberate it and we secure you in the name. Begin Amen. To liberate right now. I liberate
Amen.
Myself.
Jesus Christ.
I liberate myself from witchcraft attack. I liberate my investment.
I liberate my investment.
I liberate my inheritance. I liberate my inheritance. I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure right now. Liberate and secure.
Liberate and secure.
Liberate and secure.
I liberate and I secure.
I liberate and secure my life.
I liberate and secure my life
against wasters. Against witchcraft wasters.
Against witchcraft wasters.
Against witchcraft wasters.
Against Jezebel the waster,
I liberate and secure my life.
I liberate and secure my marriage.
I liberate and secure my husband.
I liberate and secure my wife.
I liberate and secure my children.
I liberate and secure my family.
I liberate and secure my children.
I liberate and secure my family.
I liberate and secure my siblings.
I liberate and secure
my investment.
My investment.
Yes.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
Yes,
my investment.
I liberate and secure my harvest.
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 I liberate and secure my inheritance.
My inheritance. My inheritance.
Anything I have inherited.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure in the blood. Yes, from Jezebel the waster. 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 I liberate and secure my finances. My finances. My finances. My career. My position. My position. My seat.
My seat.
My seat.
My seat.
My desk.
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 My home.
My home.
My property.
My property.
My property.
My
inheritance.
My inheritance.
Anything I have inherited
from my parents.
From my parents. From my ancestors.
I liberate and secure.
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 I liberate, I liberate, I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
In the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit. In the blood of Jesus.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure. I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure.
I liberate and secure. In the blood. In the blood.
In the blood and in the Holy Ghost fire.
In the blood and in the Holy Ghost fire. I liberate and secure.
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 Anything I've inherited. Any property I've inherited. Any property. Any project. Any project I am engaging. Any project I am engaging.
I liberate and secure.
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 I liberate
to calibrate to scatter.
I liberate
to calibrate to scatter.
I liberate
to calibrate to scatter.
I liberate to
calibrate. I liberate and secure my dream.
I
liberate and secure my dream.
I liberate and secure my testimony.
I liberate and secure my expectation.
I liberate and secure my destiny.
I liberate and secure my destiny.
I liberate and secure.
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 I liberate and secure. Shakata kabayakata,
le preteto
kalepre etuskata,
le
pepe kota le kretos kata yakata,
le
pepe
kota
le
kretosa,
le pepe kora kata kabayakata, le preteto kabayakata.
I must enjoy my inheritance.
I must enjoy my inheritance.
I must enjoy my
begin to declare. I must enjoy my inheritance from today.
I must enjoy my inheritance.
I must enjoy whatever that belongs to me.
I must enjoy.
I must enjoy.
I must enjoy.
I must enjoy my marriage.
I must enjoy my husband.
I must enjoy my wife.
I must enjoy my children.
I must enjoy my career.
I must enjoy my business.
I must enjoy my finances.
I must enjoy my health.
I must enjoy my health.
I must enjoy my health.
I must enjoy my property.
Yes, yes, yes.
Anything I have inherited, anything that belongs to me,
I must enjoy.
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 I must enjoy. I must enjoy. Let it become a blessing. 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 Let my heart settle with it. 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 My destiny help us. 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 My sponsors. My partners, I must enjoy them. I must enjoy them. They must enjoy me. We must enjoy our relationship. 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 I must enjoy my marriage. I must enjoy my husband. I must enjoy my wife. I must enjoy my children. I must enjoy my family. I must enjoy my family. I must enjoy my finances. I must enjoy my family. I must enjoy. I must enjoy my health. I must enjoy my health. I must enjoy my career. I must enjoy my career. I must enjoy my business. We secure this prayer, O God. Powers that stop our parents cannot stop us.
Powers that stop our
ancestors cannot stop us. Powers that rob them cannot rob us.
Yes,
they cannot rob us. They cannot waste us.
They cannot waste us.
Powers that waste our fathers. Powers that waste our ancestors. You cannot waste us. You cannot waste us. You cannot. 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 You cannot.
You cannot.
You cannot. Our eyes are now open. Our eyes are now open. Our eyes are open. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot.
You cannot. You cannot.
You cannot.
You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. You cannot.
You cannot. You cannot. You cannot.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you. Yes, Lord.
Name of Jesus Christ.
We thank you, Father. We bless your name.
You cannot waste us. Thank you, Lord.
Our Father, we want to thank you this morning.
Amen.
We are so grateful unto you for bringing us this far. May your name be uplifted. May your name be glorified. May your name be worshipped. Thank you, Father, for bringing us this far. We are so grateful unto you. We seal and secure these prayers in the secret place of the Most High, in the shadow of the Almighty, and in the blood of Jesus Christ. We raise an altar against Jezebel. We raise an altar against witchcraft. We declare and decree that from now, we shall never be victims. We shall never be victims of witchcraft. We shall never be victims of Jezebel, the waster. None of us will be wasted. None of us. We will be wasted. None of us will be wasted. None of us, nothing of ours, yes, will be wasted. We will enjoy what belongs to us. We will enjoy what belongs to us. We will enjoy what belongs to us. Our neighbors will be a blessing to us. Our friends will be a blessing to us. Our family will be a blessing to us. Our children will be a blessing to us. Our husbands and wives will be a blessing to us. Yes, our career will be a blessing to us. Our investment will be a blessing. Everything around will be a blessing to us. We will enjoy it. 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 Our church will be a blessing to us. Yes, our colleagues will be a blessing to us. Our bosses will be a blessing to us. Our superiors will be a blessing to us. Our subordinates will be a blessing to us. Our house helps will be a blessing to us. Yes, our house boys will be a blessing to us. Our cleaners will be a blessing to us. Everything around us will be a blessing to us, and we shall enjoy it. Father, we thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.